This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Rob Butcher about getting adults to learn to swim. Meanwhile, there's 31 things you learn by the time you're 40, according to a blogger by the name of Elaine Algieri, a mother of three, including being tired and ready for bed by 9 p.m. is more than okay. The days are long, but the years are short, and any time in the doctor's office with kids feels like years and days. She says a well-fitting bra is important and should be off your body no later than 9 p.m. Actually, 5 p.m. is good, too. She says, when in doubt, don't buy, especially when it comes to shoes and lipstick. Sometimes you take your kids to Disney on Ice because you know he or she will really love it, not because you will. Other things you learn by the time you turn 40, you can totally do your own pedicure, but it's much more relaxing to have someone else do it. Chores for the kids are a really good idea. According to your kids, the good old days are any of the days that were pre-internet. Red paint takes 3 or 4 coats. Mirrors are kind of dumb, but good for convincing children that you have eyes in the back of your head. The size of your house does not matter, but the size of the love inside its walls does. Cheesy, but true, says Elaine. Other things that you learn by the time you're 40, marriage is no piece of cake, but it's worth it to get the taste of anniversary cake. You're old enough to be the mother of cute lifeguards at the pool. By the time you're 40, you learn that having babies is a big deal, but raising them to the adults you admire and respect is a much bigger deal. The term low-rise on clothing can be translated to no-buy. Mom jeans have their merits. That's something you learn. Being yourself is the best person to want to be and to actually be. Another thing you learn by the time you're 40, drop-off birthday parties are the best. Writing your thoughts down right away is a really good idea because otherwise they could be gone in less than the blink of an eye. Wrinkles are sneaky. A good hairdresser is key. Quality time spent listening to your loved ones is priceless. And one more thing you learn by the time you turn 40, that 40 is just a number. Rob Butcher is trying to help adults of any age learn to swim this month.
The simple backdrop is our organization, nonprofit, has been around for, it's called United States Master Swimming, has been around for 4 decades. And we're about 65,000 members. We all know how to swim, all adults. That's the common ingredient. And so we polled our members about 5 years ago and asked them, what's a cause that you guys really care about and you'd be willing to support with your volunteer time as well as a giving of money so that we could give back? And this was it. They wanted to give back to providing lessons and teaching other adults to learn how to swim. So we created Swimming Saves Lives Foundation, a 501c3 organization, and it was really driven by the Centers for Disease Control, which has this incredibly alarming stat that 1/3 of American adults, close to 100 million, couldn't swim the length of a standard 25-yard swimming pool if they had to. And that just became alarming to us. And a lot of initiatives out there, Mike, that are focused on youth learn how to swim, Red Cross, USA Swimming, and so forth, but we wanted to focus on the adult segment. So we're doing it in a threefold. We're an advocacy through our website, usms.org/learn-to-swim. We're training instructors and volunteers to teach other adults, and we're doing what we're doing here now. We're telling adults where they can go and find programs in their areas that are providing lessons for them to learn how to swim.
And what were you doing when you found out these statistics about 1/3 of adults don't know how to swim?
Well, our organization is made up of fitness swimmers, competitive swimmers, triathletes, and so forth. And we wanted to create, in essence, a bridge for more American adults that might want to get into swimming. And we recognize that a lot of them don't know how to swim in the first place. And so for them to even go down to their YMCA or community center and just start swimming back and forth, that's just too far. It's unrealistic for them. So the idea was we create an introductory program that can be a societal changing cause as well, which is teaching adults to learn how to swim. If an adult learns how to swim well, then they, of course, can pass that gift on to their children, grandchildren, and nieces and nephews and so forth.
Where do you get your funding from for all of these activities?
Great question. It comes from our 65,000 members. They're the ones at the time of annual registration which donate anywhere from $1 up to $1,000. And then we take 100% of that money and we make it available in grants. So far, we've funded 42 programs across the country with financial grants that have benefited about 4,000 adults with lessons. And many of our programs, we have 2,000 or so what we call registered adult swimming programs across the country. And many of them are already providing learn-to-swim lessons on their own. So if any of your listeners know how to swim and they want to volunteer to give back, or they don't know how to swim and they want to learn how to swim, they can go to our website, usms.org, and find a program in their community.
Well, you know, I'm going to take your brochure and those two swimming caps you sent me to my local health club, which has an indoor and an outdoor pool, and maybe they'd be interested in getting involved.
You think the outdoor pool's open so far this time of the year?
Well, no, it opens in June, but, you know, still, there's plenty of time to get this ready and get the adults to learn how to swim.
And that's why this time of the year, April, is so important for us. Spring is here and summer's not that far away. And as adults and families are going to the beach or they're going to their splash parks and so forth, we want to make sure they do it in a safe environment. We partnered with the Red Cross, and the Red Cross has five basic water competencies that we teach as well. So the Red Cross has put these competencies out there. We're training our couple thousand instructors across the country to use their competencies so that if an adult comes to one of our facilities, either in your backyard or in your community and so forth, they will hopefully be with a trained and certified instructor that will be able to help them. And the really cool thing, Mike, is in the month of April, many of our programs are providing these lessons at no cost or incredibly low cost.
We're talking with Rob Butcher with the Swimming Saves Lives Foundation. And I'm wondering, what is the key to getting someone to learn how to swim? What's the biggest obstacle that you have to get over?
Well, if it's an adult, the first thing they need to do is take the first step. Go to our website, usms.org/learn-to-swim, and find a program in your area. Once you do and you have an interest in this, getting connected with an instructor that has empathy and can communicate in a language that you and I can communicate in. You know, we have kids, and the old school method where you take them off the diving board and just drop them when they're really infants or young age, that might work for children, but for an adult, that won't work. It has to be a totally different approach. It has to be through empathy. It has to be through communication. It has to go at the pace that the adult is willing to go at. And so if you find an instructor, that's really the key. If you find an instructor that is willing to be empathetic and go at your pace, usually in 2 to 4 lessons, Mike, you can be at a comfortable point where you're swimming a couple lengths of the pool with no issue.
You know, I've seen people taking lessons, adults, and part of the issue, the people that I've seen, is a language barrier. Many of them are from the Asian area, and many are from the South America, and so there's a little bit of a communication issue. Do you have language barriers as well?
It depends on the part of the country. We have instructors across the country that certainly are bilingual or fluent in other languages that can serve those participants. More so than the language, the thing that we hear is, I'm already 40, 50, I never learned how to swim, why should I learn now? Why is it so important? And the simple answer is the water doesn't discriminate. So regardless of what age you are, what skin color you are, what language you might speak, if you don't have the basic survival skills when you go to the beach or when you go to your community pool and you can't save yourself, then you put yourself at real risk as well as your loved ones that are with you. So as we say, the water doesn't discriminate. Regardless of what age you are, you can find a program in your area and you can find an instructor that will help you.
Now, you say your organization's been around for a while. Do you have tangible proof that this is all helping and that the numbers are getting better for adults that can't swim?
Well, we have 1/3 of American adults, according to the CDC, that can't swim the length of a pool. And so this is going to, the cool thing is that we're doing is in the last 3 years, we've given out $120,000 in grants. I realize it's a drop in the bucket and it's benefited about 4,000 adults. That's 4,000 adults otherwise who would not have had the opportunity to swim. So we are making a significant investment of both our time and our money into this cause. And through advocacy like this and getting the message out there, we think more adults over the next generations will be able to benefit from this.
And is there also a treading water component for people that might be out on a boat or something and it capsizes and they're stuck in the water?
Yes, that's actually one of the Red Cross five basic water competencies is the ability to tread water.
All right. Well, I can tread water forever, so I'm not in trouble. A former junior lifeguard myself back in the day, I once remembered there was a young girl who was my best friend's sister, was way out in the pool, and she was in an inner tube, but she started to panic because she started to slip, and it was really deep. And I swam out there and pulled her to safety, and The family thought I was the biggest hero. I really didn't do much. But I'll tell you, trying to help somebody that can't swim is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you know, and heroes, and I call them the volunteers and our instructors on the ground, and like yourself, they generally don't think of themselves that way. They just think of themselves as doing the humane thing and what anybody in their shoes would hopefully do. So that's why for us, it's getting to the instructors, the people that are on the swimming pool decks across the country, the YMCAs, the community centers, and so forth, and providing them the tools they need so that they can interact with an adult in whatever circumstance they might be in, whether it's an adult that's incredibly fearful of water, which there is a segment of the population that's there, or whether it's an adult who says, I already know how to swim, but I'm just not quite comfortable or I'm not good enough doing it. And so that's the audience we hope to serve through this outreach.
All right. And one more time, give people information about where they can go to get information to take that first step.
USMS.org. And if they want to put in a /, it'd be learn to swim.
All right. Sounds simple enough.
Thanks, Mike, for helping to share the message.
Rob Butcher, thank you for your time and good luck. I hope you get a whole bunch of people to sign up.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mike.
With Rob Butcher, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.